Learning Masech, the Siyum and Daf Mem and Menalef. The Gemara here is the middle of the Sugya. If Hagrola is Ma'akev, that much Hanocha is definitely not Ma'akev. Hagrola, Metula Shainis and Lamates and Mebeis, according to the first Lashon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone else was not Ma'akev. The Shaila was according to Rabbi Nechemia. If the Pshanish of Nechemia holds that anything is done by Big Delovin is Ma'akev, so Hagrola is Ma'akev. Well, no, Hagrola is different. Hagrola Lava Vaidihi. So even according to Mechemi, it's not Ma'akev. And the second lashon was that according to Mechemi, everyone knows it's Ma'akev, because if Mechemi holds anything done, the Big Delovin is Ma'akev. But according to Yehuda, the only things that are done with Nima Ma'akev, so that's a Shaila. If Yehuda holds that it's not Ma'akev, because it's not done with Nim, or Yehuda's Maskev Ma'akev, because it says a Sha'ola Trezim, that's a Sugya. So the Gemara here, when it's discussing a Brisa, it's a Raya, not a Raya, the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Shimon Lamaisa holds it's not Ma'akev. Rabbi Shimon has to hold it's not Ma'akev. That's what the Gemara ends up. The Gemara brings a Raya, because it says like this, if you did the Hagrola, and one of the Seirim died, Rabbi Shimon says, you bring another one, Shalei Ba'agrola. Maybe Chavei Shalei Ba'agrola. So that's the Raya that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not Ma'akev. You see here? Rabbi Shimon is saying that you can bring another one without a Hagrola. The Shaila is, okay, it's not Ma'akev, but why does Rabbi Shimon say, L'chatchila, you should bring one without a grola. Maybe you should bring two and do a grola because in the mitzvah is a grola. So the Dvar says that he holds a grola is not ma'akev, and the mitzvah you already did it in the previous agrola. You already did a grola, now one of them died. You can bring another one without a grola. And what about the grola the mitzvah? That you already did in the previous agrola. So Fractus Hasemis, so how do you know a grola is not ma'akev? Maybe the Pshan is a grola is ma'akev, but you already had a grola. You had a grola on one of them. You had a grola on one of them. Maybe that's good enough. The guy be the ikav of a grola. As they affect the sasemis. And the chayyuk evasif on his kasha like this. Spoke about this in the previous year. The rabbanan of Reb Shimon, they're in the Mishnah of Samach Bezim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Meis Echemem, imach lo yigru meis, yigak zug l'sheni. If they didn't do a grola and one of them died, so you get another one, and then you'll do a grola. Vimish yigru meis, so Yavi Zugacher, you bring a whole other pier, Viagolein Betchila, and you lose the first one. And Reb Shimon says, no, this is what the price is going on. Maybe Chavayah Shalayim Agrola, different Reb Shimon, right? So the Taisis Yishanim and the Ridvo over there asked the Kasha, if Neman Yomen, it says Agrola is not Makiv, how did we learn the Mishnah? Why did they bring two more Seirim? And do Agrola. Agrola is not Ma'akev. So Zog is a Pashit, because you have to bring two seal in the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is Agrola. So then what does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon holds, the Ritva here says, that you ready Makai in the mitzvah is Agrola, by the first Agrola. So Kum Dice, on the tzad that Agrola is not Ma'akev. So what's the Machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanan? The Machlekes of Shimon the Rabbanan is for the mitzvah. Are you Makai in the mitzvah with the first Agrola? Well, no, you need a second agrola for the mitzvah agrola. So, what's the pshat? How do we know that Reb Shimon knows agrola is not ma'akev? Maybe just like by the mitzvah, we're saying that's the machlokes. If the mitzvah is disguised by the first agrola, well, you need the second agrola. So maybe Reb Shimon holds it's ma'akev. And Reb Shimon holds that the ikuv of the agrola is because of the first agrola. Just like the mitzvah is disguised by the first agrola, why can't the ikuv be by the first agrola? I think the teretz is like this. We see in the sugya, Rashi starts off the sugya this way. What does it mean, agrola ma'akev? Rashi on daf lamites of the day says, Alias goyel mitakalfe ma'akevis avaydim, she'en asiru misparishin zel ha'shem v'zel ha'zozah al al-pi goyel. The say that agrola's ma'akev is, it's impossible to create a sir la'ashem and a sir la'azozah without agrola. There's no other way. This can be a seal Hashem, this can be a seal Azazel. And that's before in the sugya later on Amin Beis also. That Agrola Ma'akev means Hagorol Asa Achatas, Ein Hashem Asa Achatas. You can't be Makdash Achatas Yem Mikippurim if you hold Agrola Ma'akev. All you can do is make a Shnei Seirim, and Agrola has to be Makdash one Lashem and one Lazazel. So a Mela, if you hold Agrola Ma'akev, the Gemara Nem Dan, it's not Chayach to say that the first Agrola is good enough. Because let's say the Shalshem died. Either one. Let's say the Shalshem died. So you had an agrola, and you said, this is a shame, this is Lazazel. Fine, Gvaldik. And now the Shalshem died. So now you're going to bring another sar. What makes that sar a sar Lashem? There's no way you can make it a Sar Lashem. The only thing that could turn it into a Sar Lashem is a Grola. That's the Pshat Negrola Ma'akev. So if you hold a Grola Ma'akev, you wouldn't have a choice. The only thing you can do is get Shnei Seirim and do a Grola. Because there's no other way to create a Lashem. And who would the Lazazel? Lazazel died. You cannot create a Seir Lazazel. You can't. If a Grola is Ma'akev. That's the... By definition, you need a Grola to create the Seir Lazazel. So now that's the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara says, if Reb Shimon says you can bring one without a grola, so then, if you're going to say a grola is ma'akev, in them state that there is no way to create a seal Hashem or seal Zozo without a grola. And Memela, Reb Shimon who holds that you can just bring a sar and make a Hashem la Zozo without a grola, al karkach holds a grola is not ma'akev. Now, what's his word that the mitzvah sa grola, like the Ritva says in the sky in Birishayna? The Teretz is, and this was in Sari from the Minchas Amram, that there are two dinim. There's a din agrola mitzad the bir of the seirim, and that's not ma'akev. You could use it to be mevayah the seirim, but it's not ma'akev. You don't have to mevayah the seirim. If you mevayah the seirim with an agrola, then it's chal. But there's another thing. There's a mitzvah that in part of that Vayde Shem Kippurim is to do agrola, to be magrel, to have two seirim and make a girl to see which was Hashem, which was Azazel. So Reb Shimon holds that benigayah the Vayde Shem Kippur that you did already. You don't have to do another agrola, get another two seirim and do the agrola. You're ready. You already did agrola. And one of the seirim of the agrola is kayim, so that's called the chalais agrola. Now, you don't have the agrola to shaft the other one into the seir that has to be, the seir Hashem or the seir Azazel, whichever one you're missing. So, mevayel, that's your agrola is now ma'akiv, because you see you could turn the second seir into a Hashem or the Azazel, whichever one you need with that agrola. But as far as the mitzvah sagrola, Mamaisi, you did agrola, and one of the seirim of the agrola is still kaim, so it's called you have a agrola. So, melal savay the seirim of agrola, that you don't need. Now, what's pshat in the rabbanon, though? Right? If the rabbanon holds agrola is ma'akiv, it's very good. That's good for the machlokes. If Shimon holds agrola is not ma'akiv, and therefore, alts the mitzvah, you're ready with mekayim the mitzvah with the first sar, and alts the bir seirim, you could do without agrola. So, melal, there's no reason to get two seirim, you just get one more seirim. What if the Rabbanon hold if Agrola is not Ma'akev though? If the Rabbanon hold Agrola Ma'akev, it's very good. There's no way to make a Seal Hashem or Seal Azazel without Agrola. You're mainly going to need two Seerim to make Agrola. Well, let's say they hold Agrola is not Ma'akev and they're doing it L'mitzvah. So why don't they hold like Reb Shimon? What's the Svaris and Machlekes of Shimon in the Rabbanon? Why does Reb Shimon, who hold Agrola is not Ma'akev, say that you're ready Mekayim the Mitzvah with the first one? And why does the Rabbanan that say Agrola is not Ma'akev on the side of Agrola is Ma'akev say that you need another one beside the mitzvah Agrola? So I can hear two Oifanim, and we already spoke about this in the previous year, but just a little bit more clear. One is that the Rabbanan hold that even the mitzvah Agrola is not stam to do Agrola. The mitzvah Agrola is that the Seirim should be Nizbar al-Idei Agrola, both of them. Reb Shimon holds that the mitzvah Agrola is that there should be Agrola. As long as one Seir is left over from the Agrola, you had Agrola. The Rabbanan hold, no. The mitzvah sagrola gufa is that le mitzvah, you need to see him should be nizbar al idei agrola. If you don't have that, you're missing the mitzvah sagrola. That's like in the previous shiur, if you remember, the Minchas Avraham's mahalach. And that's why it was mechalach in the kichas and ka'achas, which is not a din in the etzim carbon, and the agrola becomes a din in the etzim carbon. I was saying that the yisaita Rabbanan is you need the agrola mitzvah to save the ravida, but the Rabbanan, the mechalach of the and then would be, the Reb Shimon holds, kol zman you have one seal left in the agrola, it's called you have the agrola. The Rabbanan hold, no. Hagrola, even mitzad the mitzvah of the Seder Yom is only on the two seerim that you use lemaisa. If you're not going to end up using the seer that you made the agrola on, that's called you're missing the avaydus agrola of the Seder Yom. So that's the machlekes. Reb Shimon holds, since they have one seer left, so it's called they had the agrola, even though one of the seerim didn't, they're not coming out the agrola. But the Rabbanan hold, no. The mitzvah to do Hagrola is on these two Seirim that you're using. And since one of the Seirim was Nirbishas Hagrola, mitzvah the mitzvah to do Hagrola, to say the Ayim of Hagrola, you have to get another two Seirim. That's the Sugya of Reb Shimon the Rabbanan. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara goes into Tashema, Parim Akev is a Sar, Vesar Einim Akev is a Par. And the Gemara says, that Parim Akev is a Sar means that if you do the Zrikis of the Sar, the Sar, before you do the Par, it's Ma'akev, because both of them are supposed to be done with Nim. The Par is Ma'akev is Sar. You have to do the Par first and then the Sar. What does it mean, Sar Einam Akav Esapar? So the Gemara starts off, Ilema, that if you do the Zrikas of the Par and the Hechel, before you do the Zrikas of the Sar, Lefnai and Lefnim, maybe you'll say it's not Makav. And that the Gemara says, Nechukuk Sivbe. It says, Chukuk. So Mamela, hey, yes, the Sar is being done Lefnai and Lefnim, Avand, if you do the Par and the Hechel before the Sar, it'll also be Makav. So the Gemara says, Elam, you could say this, what it means like this. That's after madness, the parah b'mizbeach, mikame madness, the sorah b'heichol. Right, because first of all, I wanted to say they were talking about agrola, that you did the madness parah before the agrola, and it's right that agrola is makiv. I mean, that's right, sorry, it's not makiv, because it's not makiv. So Moses is like, the act of madness, the parah b'mizbeach, mikame madness, the sorah b'heichol. That you did the madness parah in the mizbeach apnimi, before the madness sir in the heichol. And it goes like Rabbi Huda, the Amad Varam and Ashton be the love and Bechutz Lay Ma'akvi. So this teretz of the Gemara is naming on that in order to be called Lifnim, it has to be Lifnai Lifnim. Emes and Rashi said that already. Rashi said on that Flamatesu Abeiz, the Maska Libid Rabbi Huda, that he says, V'amram Nechemia, Kol say that Veda Shinasis be the love and Bein Lifnim, meaning, Kagayin Lifnai Lifnim, Bein be Bechutz, Kagayin Behechalai Bezar Ma'akv. Rashi and Afsam Mechutz says this. So, when Rabbi Huda makes a chilek and he says that the Dvar Manasseh and Lefnim, you have it in Chukah, and the Dvar Manasseh Bechutz not, what's called Lefnim? Lefnai or Lefnim. And this Gemara seems to bring it out, because here the Gemara is talking about that it was Makdim, the Zrikas of the Par on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, before the Zrikas of the Sar in the Hechel, and the Gemara assumes that that's not called Lefnim. Vice days, what's done in the Hechel and in the Mizbeach HaPnimi is called Bechutz. So there's a Shaila in the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Shem Yikipurim Perkei Halacha Aleph, says like this. Kol Avodah She'ovid B'Bigdei Lavan B'Fnim B'Hechel Tzarech La'Asayis En Alaseid Shebi'arnu V'Nigdim Emayis V'Elas V'Eklum. So the Rambam seems to be clearly saying B'Fnim B'Hechel, meaning that the Hechel is called B'Fnim. He's saying you need B'Fnim. He says B'Fnim. It can't go like the Mechemi. Mechemi holds even the Avedis Bechutz is that way. But he says Behechel. Kol Avedis She'evi B'Big Lam Nifnim Behechel. Tzarech Lusan HaSeidim. So you see the Hechel is called Pnim. Now, a further Ryan, that's what the Rambam holds, because there are Mepharshim that are Mefakvik, maybe Nifnim Behechel means Lefnayel Lefnim, doesn't sound like it. He says, K'tayris She'chofna, K'aydim Shkita Separ Le'asaklum, Afal Pisha Chafina Ma'azor, but Tzarech Mekves Mendomi. I mean, that's a Ryan just that he passes like a Behuda. Because if you pass it in Nechemia, you don't have to say that Tzarech Pnim Kaved is Pnim Dami, like the Gemara says. The Chafina Sakteris, even though it's done B'chutz, the Seder is Makiv because it's called the Tzarech Pnim. The point of the Chafina Sakteris is to be Makdal of Nayel of Nim. So Tzarech Pnim is Pnim Dami. But you see from the Paskins, like Rabbi Huda, and he still says B'fnim B'hechol. The Miri says it also. The Miri on Dafsam Chumay says G'dolei HaMechabim, which is his reference to the Rambam, says in Hechol it's called Pnim. But here's a problem, because this Gemara sounds clearly Hechel's not called Pnim, because the Gemara liked the Teretz. Eloi, the act of madness, the problem is Beach, Mekam Manas Seir Behechel, Rabbi Hudi, Dvarim Dvarim Anasim, Big Dolavim, Bechutz Loi Ma'akvi. So you see that the madness problem is Beach, and the madness Seir Behechel is called Chutz. The Chayim Amish Mefurish like the Rambam. Now really, the Hagoy Segra takes out this Teretz. I mean, the Gemara says it's Teretz, and the Gemara right away slugs it off, and Matanashim Befnim Ktani. So maybe the Rambam was garus like the Grah. But there's anyway another kashif in the Lecha Mishnah, that the Lecha Mishnah brought the Gemara in Zvachim that says, that the Gemara says if you leave out any of the Matanis, then you're not Yetzi. The Gemara says, Pshita, Chuk Iksiv Vey. So of course you're not Yetzi. The Gemara says, Yitzchol Ebi Huda, that Chuk is only on a Vey Tispin. So you see, we're talking about the Matanis. Where were the Matanis done? Some of them were done Lefnai or Lefnim, but the other ones were done in the Hechel. The only thing that was done b'chutz is Shvi'ch Yishrayim, which is Takanat Ma'akiv. So, you see clearly from the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that according to Yehuda, the Matanais that were done, at least some of them, were not done b'fnim, they were done b'chutz. According to the Rambam, it says that Hechel is called Pnim, has a shtim, l'chor, all the Matanais were done al kapanim in the Hechel, and they should all be considered Avedis Pnim. So that's the kasha. The Rambam, l'chor, have a kasha from our sugya, if you go with it, because the Gemara is clearly saying that according to Yehuda, the Matanis, the Parabim Mizbeach, and the Matanis, Sir Behechel, are called Bechutz. And, if you want to say, not Gairisit, you have a similar Gemara in Zvachim, that says like Nitzach HaLeir Yehuda, that says a chug is only on Mifnim, and Mimela wouldn't necessarily apply to all the Matanis. So it's a shtickle from Rav Chaim in the Chedisha Ben Chaim Aleivel Rambam near Navedi Sevi Gipurim Perikei, and he says the following Gavaldik Chedish. He says the Shitas Rambam is not the entire Heichel is called Pnim. In the Heichel Gufa, there's two things. There's two Dinim Chalukim in the Heichel. The Zrikas on the Pereches were called the Pnim, and the Zrikas on the Mizbeach Hazav were called Chutz. Like Rashi explains. How did they do the Zrikas? There were 8 Zrikas that were done, Lefnai and Lefnim with the Par, Keneged the Orein, and then there were 8 Zrikas that were done with the Sar there. And then you brought out the Par, and you did 8 Zrikas by the Pereches, and 8 Zrikas by the Sar. Then you mixed up the Dam Par and the Sar, you did 4 Matanis on the Arbekronis of the Mizbeach Pnimi, and also did 7 on the Tirei. That's altogether 43 Matanis. 8 from the Par, 8 from the Sar is 16. Mufnai Lefnim. 8 from the Par, 8 from the Sar is another 16 by the Pareches. And 4 on the Kronis and 7 on Tirei with the Par and Sar mixed together. That's another 11. That's 43. But anyway, Zakta Reb Chaim, that the Rambam holds the Matanis that were done by the Pareches, that's called Pnim. And the Matanis that were done by the Mizbeach Hazav, that's called Chutz. Galdik Echidish. He says, that's the Pshan of the Rambam. Kol Seder Avayda Shanash Vilovim Bein Bithnim. No, I'm sorry. Kol Avayda Shanash Vilovim Bithnim Behechel Tzarech Lasaisen Al Seder Shabiyani. That's the Dalshan of the Rambam. All the Avaydas that were done Vilovim Bithnim Behechel. Bithnim Behechel means in the inner side of the Hechel, meaning the Pereches. As opposed to the outer side of the Hechel, meaning the Mizbeach Hazav, and those were called chutz. So male the Gemara and Zvachim is miyashiv, because the Gemara and Zvachim doesn't say which ones would you have a havimin and not tim akiv. Zarek Reb Chaim, of course, the ones in the pareches was also called pnim according to Buda. So those would be ma'akiv according to Buda. The Gemara is referring to the ones in the mizbeach pnimi. The ones in the mizbeach pnimi, those 11 ones, they're called chutz. Now, where the Rambam gets such a thing? Where did the Rambam get to Mechalek that this is Pnim and that's Chutz? That was a Pella. Chazish is like very bothered. He says, such a Gavalik, you say, the Gemara would have to say it. The Rambam would have to say it for Feirish. How could you say such a thing? See, the Rambam is also Rambam it in Halacha Hay. He says, Hikdim dam asarl dam apart matanish behechel ala pereches yachzir. Yachzir v'yazim idam asar pam shni lacha dam apart. So the Rambam is mashmat dafkan matanis shebehechel ala pareches. He doesn't say all the matanis shebehechel. He says matanis shebehechel specifically ala pareches. And here also he says lashim mifnim behechel. So that's one shtigl shaila that the Rambam didn't say this very clearly. And how could you say such a big chiddush without the Rambam saying it more clear? But what's a bigger kasha is where's the makar and chas to such a thing? The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the what's massive and big they love him bifnim is ma'akiv but not b'chutz. What does it mean bifnim? You could say bifnim means l'fnai l'fnim. You could say bifnim means the hechel. How could you split up the hechel? Mazak Yav Chaim, you know the makar from the Rambam? It's from our sukkah. Right here, Yom Medachnem. That's where the makar to the Rambam is. Because the Gemara starts off, Ilema the Ida Akdim Matanis the Par Behechel Mikame Matanis the Seer l'fnim chukik sebehu. Then Zigamara is saying there's a problem with chukah when he does the matanis of the pyre and the hechel before the matanis of the seal of nim. Now, the matanis and the hechel, the rishayim will hold, it's called chutz. So why is that a problem of pnim? So Rashi says that it's called a shinu ba'avaydis pnim because there's an avaydis shel chutz that's done, which is supposed to be done later and is done earlier. You will mak them an avaydis chutz that was supposed to be done later, you marked them to do before the Avodas Pnim, that's called the Shinoyim Pnim. As I say in Rashi, the Shinoyim also say that. In other words, the Zrikas Par in the Heichel is called Chutz. But since the Zrikas Seir B'Pnim is called Pnim, this is called the Shinoyim the Seder Pnim. Zagt Reb Chaim, but the Rambam didn't hold away. The Rambam held in order to be considered that it's a Shinoyim Pnim, they both have to be Pnim. How do you know? Because the Rambam in Halacha Beis says like this, what if you shechted the seer before the matan dam of the par? You're supposed to do the matan dam of the par before the shechitas haseer. What if you did the shechitas haseer before the matan dam of the par? You shechted the par, And before he had a chance to bring the dam lefnei lefnim, mishechta desir. So what's the halacha in that case? You're really supposed to do the matan this dam in the parah first. So zok the Rambam is leyasa klum. Why? Apa fisha shchita ba'azara, hari domi nichnas lefnim. So he says because the shchita desir is called pnim. Because since it's sarich pnim ke pnim domi. So it's called pnim. That's what he says by chafinu also. Chafinu is done b'chutz, but it's called, it's a tzarech pnim, it's in order to bring the k'tarius lefnai lefnim, so it's called tzarech pnim kiplim dami. But the shayla is, why does he need that? We're talking about the zrikas hadam, you did the shchit of the sar before the zrik of the dam par, which was mamish lefnim. Why does he need that the sar should be called pnim? The par is mamish pnim. Elamai, the Rambam sheet is that both of them have to be pnim in order to be ma'akif. Oh, so now we have a problem. If the Rambam holds both of them at the Pnim Timakiv, so what's the pshat in this Gemara when you actimay the power of the Heichel? Kaidim the Sir Bifnim, Chukuk Sibu. The power of the Heichel is not Pnim. Zog the Pchayim Elamai, power in Heichel is called Pnim. They both have to be Pnim. Oh, but now you get to the next Gemara. The next Gemara says, when you actimay the par on the mizbeach before the seer and the heichal, that's not called pnim. What's the pshat? Because the par on the mizbeach is not called pnim. The seer and the heichal is called pnim. But the Rambam sheet doesn't need both of them to be pnim. So in this Gemara shteitazai. In this Gemara it says heichal is called pnim. Vaharaya? Because the Gemara says when you makim the par and the heichal before the seer b'pnim, that's called pnim. And the Rambam sheet does, they both have to be pnim. But when you makdin the par in the mizbeach before the seer and the heichal, it's not called pnim. Why? The seer is not called pnim, but the par is not called pnim because the mizbeach is not called pnim. So that is very good. Einach enami, the heichal, the one that's done by the parechas, that's called pnim. The mizbeach is not called pnim. This sugi is beautiful. This sugi is a makar for the Rambam. So the Chazanish is bothered that the Gemara there in Daf Samach, the first drush that the Gemara said was that the reason why Rabbi Huda knew that it has to be that it's only the Avodas Pnim it's Makif is because it says V'chiper Ayin Achas B'Shana Chukas Ayin. Chukah was said in the Achas B'Shana. Chukah was said on the Makayin that there's a Kapara Achas B'Shana. So the Heichel is not only Achas B'Shana. Other Kabbalas are brought in the Heichel. So how could you say it's Pshat? Even though the Maskana, the Gemara had a different Drasha, that there was two Miyutim, one the Mudde Big Day Love and Mechutz, and one the Mudde Big Day Zav. But also, that chutz, like you said, that chutz v'manushech, I mean, and why are you splitting up the heichel? But the problem is, that the Gemara before, the makam shemeskam v'machas b'shana, that sounds like, you need mamish lefnaya lefnim, the heichel mehavala kaparis. But the Chazay Necheskel on the Sefti here, Perikim Allah Adal, he says, Amari de Gazach. He says, the Gemara in Afnun Chesu Mbei says that there's a chilek between the Avodas and Zrika of the Pyre and the Siv Yom Kippurim, and all other chatois, the Pnimiyas, the Pyre Kayan Mashiach, the Pyre Elm Dovish Tzibur, the Siria Avodah Zara, those are the other kavanas that you do Zrika on the Parechas, but there's a difference. Because by the Pyre and Siv Yom Kippurim, you have to stand Lefnim and Amazbeach, and by those kavanas, you have to stand Menazbeach Ulachutz. So he says that's Meridik now with the Reb Chaim. Yes, this is a Makam Shemeskab by Achas B'Shana. There is no other Chatas that you stand with Nim in the Mizbeach. On the part that you stand in the Mizbeach, the Kapara of the Mizbeach, other Kabbalists don't escape there. The other Paraman Nisrafim, Sirim Nisrafim, the other Chatayis Primiyais, where do you do the Avodas Zrika? You stand in the Mizbeach Ulachutz. So that part of the Heichel is not a Makain. That's Meskav Achas B'Shana. That part has other kaparis. But when to go with Nim and a Mizbeach and do a Zrika, that's only once. That's only on Yom Kippur. You never go with Nim and a Mizbeach to the Zrika. The Zrika is a Zrika towards the Parechas, but there's a difference. You're not going to be standing with Nim and a Mizbeach. This is the only kapar that you're standing with Nim and a Mizbeach. So that's a very good siyua. To Reb Chaim, as you say, to Mechalik. As they want to Mechalik, taste it to Mechalik. Yeah, the Achas B'Shana tells you that. This is a unique place where you only do Avodas Yom Kippur, you don't do any other Avodah, even though it's in the Heichal, but it's the Pnim and the Mizbeach, you don't do any other Avodah there. That's Reb Chaskel, the Ramsky Shtickel, to be Messiah or Reb Chaim. I saw in the Minchas Avraham, he also brings the Gemara in Zvachim that Pedes and Medes, that even clears, is there a din, once you went out to the Mizbeach, now you can't bring the diamond anymore. Because it says, V'yotzal Mizbeach, it's called the Yitzir. So, or do you say it's one place? But the Gemara has such a shayla. Vice says, there's a cholik, the Mekaymus of Lefnei Mizbeach, and the Mekaymus Beach Mimi, is called V'yotzal Mizbeach, it could be called two Zeset Mekaymus, like Reb Chaim. Now, just the Firais, the other Mishainim hold not the way. The Mishainim here, Rashi, Taisa Shanim, the Ritvam, the Taisa Rash, they all that the way. They all hold that in order to be called Lifnim, it has to be Lifnai Lifnim. So they ask the Kasha, the Taisa Shanim and Taisa Rash, they all ask a Kasha, that originally in the Gemara, when you have the par that's done in the Hechel, that's Chutz, before the Seer of Pnim, that's called Pnim. The Gemara says Chukak Sivrei. But at the end of the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, La'ayla Magrala is Makiv, but the Seder is not Makiv. So they want to know like this. Fine, the Hagrola, the Seder is not Makiv. But you're doing the Hagrola, you're doing the Avedis Pnim before the Hagrola. You're doing the Aveda of the Par before the Hagrola. And the Avedis of Par is Avedis Pnim. So it sounds like a Shtikl Stira. The Gemara earlier said, if one of the two is Avedis Pnim, the seer was Avedis Pnim, the power was Avedis Chutz, and you're telling me it's Ma'akiv. Why? Because the seer is Avedis Pnim, even though the power is Avedis Chutz. Now you're telling me you have a Grola which is not Ma'akiv, but you're doing it after the Avedis power of Pnim, which really should be Ma'akiv, and you're telling me it's not Ma'akiv. So the Taisa Shana is Rashi, the Gemara was Chayzer. The Gemara's Maskana was that they both have to be Pnim. So Ayyavazai wanted to go back to the Teretz, say you did the Matanis of the Par Behechol before the Matan of the Seer Bifnim. So that also the Par went back of the Seer because the Par is considered Bechutz. So he said, Nechanami, the Gemara wanted to say that we could even give the case of Agrola and say that Agrola is Makiv, but the Seer is not Makiv. That's the first Teretz, the Teretz Yerush and the Teretz Yishanim. The Maisa, the Teis Rosh, Teis Shanim say a second thing, and the Dvar holds this very stark, that no, when you're dealing with Avedis, even though only one of them is Avedis Pnim, but any time one of them is Avedis Pnim, so that's a din. Avedis Pnim has to be Keseder, and has to coordinate Keseder with even other Avedis, even Avedis Chutz. But Agrol is not even that. Agrol is not an Aveda. Agrol, we're claiming even the whole Agrol is not Makiv. The Seder is not Makiv. That Grol is so not chashuv, even though it's ma'akiv, but it won't even stare to say the Avedis Pnim. But an Aveda would stare to say the Avedis Pnim. So that's the chilek. When you're dealing with the seer, with the power of the Hechel before the seer Lefnai Lefnim, even though the power of the Hechel is not a Pnim, but it's an Aveda, and then it's a din that it stares to say the Avedis Pnim. Mashenk and Agrol, that won't stare to say the Avedis Pnim. That's the maskana of the Teis Hashanim and the Ritva. But like we mentioned, In the Rambam, the whole thing doesn't stop because the Rambam holds, I mean, Reb Chaim's chat in the Rambam, that the Hechel is Takapnim, so the Gemara before, they both of them were Pnim, and this Gemara is saying that Agrola, which is not Pnim, so won't shtet Avedis Pnim, even if the Agrola is Makiv, but Agrola, since it's not Pnim, won't shtet Avedis Pnim. That's the Sugya.